My text is found in Ephesians 5:16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Our time is given us by the Lord, and as he deals it out to us moment by moment, we should use it for him. There's a popular idea that one day in seven belongs to the Lord, and that 6 days out of the seven belong to us. The fact is, all our time belongs to God. The one day in seven is especially set apart for rest and worship, but it's no more religious to rest and worship than it is to work. And the rest and worship on the Lord's day is no more pleasing to him than working hard at our everyday calling during the 6 days of the week. The idea that we can do more than our duty is dangerous. Every minute of our time belongs to God. The work of supererogation, as some people think, is very contrary to God's word. You never can do more than your duty. We're stewards of every second of our time. Our time is short, and Job 14, 1-2 says, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. In Psalm 89:47, we read, remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? The longest life is short. Old people say that when they look back over their lives, it seems like just a few days. And too short to waste any of it. Yet it's long enough to accomplish all of God's purpose in us, long enough to bring ruin, disgrace, damnation. It all depends on how you use the time allotted to you. The standard average life is 70 years. Something wrong with a man or a woman who falls short of the allotted time. Read Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they should be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for shall soon be cut off, and we fly away. A lot of people think that 70 years is the limit. Not the limit. It's the Bible average for every normal life. Many die younger than that, but all such cases are abnormal. The majority die young because of sin, irregularity, dissipation. Somebody will say, well, babies die and children die. How about that? Well, they inherit the bad things that come through sin from their parents and their surroundings. Our eating and drinking and all our habits have a direct relation to our lives. Our time is shortened or lengthened by these habits. There's just as much evil in overeating as in drinking intoxicating liquor. Some very intemperate people would be insulted if you told them they were intemperate. Intemperance in eating shortens life. Our life belongs to God, and all our time should be used for him. We have no time that can be used for intemperate practices. Herein is the evil of card play. There's no harm in the pieces of pasteboard called cards, but the time fooled away playing the games is wasted time. We are stewards of our time, and none of it should be wasted. We must work while we have time, and if we fail to do it, we lose all. John 9:4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Had it occurred to you that your day will soon be over? When the night of death settles on us, it'll be too late to work then. Shall our lives be wasted by failure to properly use our time? There's only a certain length of time for each of us. What shall be done with it? We're stewards of every moment of our time. When asked to engage in anything that's evil, fine answer is, I do not have time. See the point? Any evil practice that may be suggested to you, just tell the folks you don't have time. We should be sure that what we do is pleasing to the Lord. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We can't afford to use our time on uncertainty. Why should we use our time walking in the ways of death? When one has wasted his time in a wicked life, when one has wasted his time frittering it away with foolish things, what about it? Proverbs 11:7 says, when a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish. Every normal man or woman has expectations that he cherishes. If you waste your time, your expectation shall perish. When such a man dies, that'll end all so far as this world is concerned. And of course, there's nothing but ruin in the next world for those who wasted their time here. We should not become entangled in the worldly affairs so far as to take our time away from God's service. 2 Timothy 2:4 says, no man warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The soldier's time belongs to his country. We are soldiers of the cross, and our time belongs to the kingdom of God. Not a part of our time, but all of it. The soldier who walks off from the army and comes back when he pleases will be subject to court-martial, and under certain circumstances mean death. His time is not his own. It belongs to his country. So all of our time belongs to God, and he wants us to use every moment of the time for his service. That's the high ideal, but those who recognize it and adopt it as life's practice will find satisfaction and joy in it. Those who try to serve God and mammon will have hard sledding. And don't you forget it, the importance of using the present moment is specially emphasized in the Bible. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We have no promise of tomorrow. Now's the time to accept Christ. When saved, now is the time to serve him. You cannot lay away time and use it like you can money. It must be used right now or never. It's a thing you can't behold, can't be hoarded. Time flies. God would have us take rest and recreation. Jesus said in Mark 6:31, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. But the disciples were weary, and they needed to rest in order they might do better work when they got back to it. They needed rest. The Lord recognized that fact. Get away from the people, get away from the rush, and then be better preachers, better workers as a result. The sooner one enters the service, the best it'll be for him and for the glory of God. don't waste your time. Don't waste the best part of your life by fooling away your youth in the service of the devil. Give your youth to God.